what the...
If they ever said, get him,
oh,
or
well, now
something
you're
like that.
Sitting.
Or sitting on, yeah, that's what I was wondering. They said something.
Oh, yes.
Like,
uh-huh.
See, these questions are so ancient.
I sick them, you know. We, that's actually what we used to
that's
say.
That's what they said, you know. And in talking about dogs, if it was a mixed breed, you know, no particular type of dog, you call that dog a...
Just a dog.
And if it was one of those little old mini dogs that barks all the time, jumps around, you'd call that dog a... That's just always making a nuisance. Little old mini barky, yappy type one. Have you ever heard anybody call that feist dog?
Oh, yes. There is such a thing as a feist dog.
Oh, that was something
yes,
like that?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, I thought you meant that if it just acted that way.
No, I guess,
uh-huh,
yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Is so, that, would that be F-I-C-E?
I don't know how to pronounce that.
I don't know.
I want to spell it. I wonder, I thought it might be F-I-S-T-E or something, but I don't know. I don't know if it's
F-I-C-E. I believe it's F-I-C-E.
F-I-C-E, just like
mice.
That's probably what it is.
I believe it is.
And well, those mixed breed dogs, did you ever hear anybody call them like
a mongrel?
Mongrel,
that's just a common old dog.
Yeah,
just a common
No
pedigree at all.
Right. One you can find anywhere. Now, if a dog likes to bite, you might say...
Oh, he's vicious.
Yeah, you'd say he was vicious, and if he bit a child, you'd say the child got.
Oh yes, unruly or no, let's see.
Mm-hmm. And if you might say, well, if it was a dog that liked to bite, and he did bite a boy, for example, you might say, well, I gotta take this boy to the doctor because he's been
Anyway, you need to take him and have him a tetanus shot, but now let's see. Or rabies.
And they might get
rabies.
If a dog were to...
Uh-huh. If he might have rabies, you need to go give him a tetanus shot.
Mm-hmm. If the... well, did they ever have much trouble with dogs biting people around when you were growing up?
Uh-huh. Yes. Now, my stepfather had a dog, that is before my mother and him married, that people wouldn't hardly go along the road if they could help it. A foot especially, because he was bad.
Uh-huh.
And I know one woman went to go up the steps, and they just had steps, you know, they didn't have no... Well, it was an open step, and he bit her on the heel, just from behind, you know. And he was bad. I believe that's the only one that I know of that was just absolutely...
Just really?
That the public was just actually afraid of him. They were just afraid. And they avoided going by a foot if they could help it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, in talking about farm animals and stuff, in a herd of cattle, what would you call the male?
Bull.
And then the female, you call a...
Heifer.
And then, did you ever see anybody work at, instead of working mules, did you ever see anybody work these big, heavy animals? They look sort of like bulls, but they're not.
Oxen.
Did they have
those?
Oh,
yes.
You've seen them work?
Goodness. Did you ever see ox wagon?
No, never.
Oh, my.
No.
I've seen ox wagons.
Oh, really?
I rode in an ox wagon.
Oh, really? And they would have...
Now, you talk about slow.
Oh, okay.
I've got a clock out here in the hall, honey.
Uh-huh.
That when my mother and daddy married, they built a house down here, east of Greenbrier, right up here. And they cleared off the ground first, and they piled the brush, and they'd clear all day, and then they'd burn their brush at night.
Uh-huh.
Well, mother said she knew she face was covered in smut, and she just dirty. And said, Paul just took her face in his hand and said, honey, I know we're just working our crazy selves to death. But he said, just cheer up. He said, I'm going to take you to Little Rock and get you something. So they went in this ox wagon. It took them 4 days to go.